what's your best call for 2018? I said commodities. Since December 13th, commodities, the CRB index, is up about 10%, non-annualized from that time period. But the point is that it would be completely consistent for commodities to do well if we're indeed late cycle and ultimately heading into a recession, which we don't see right now, but there are a couple of indicators that are weakening in terms of their strength, and we'll get to that. Also, we can compare the Goldman Sachs Commodity Index total return to that of the S&P 500, when you'll notice a massive spike in the performance of commodities versus the S&P. That's partially due to commodities going up, as we saw in the previous exhibit, and partially due to the fact that going into recessions, the stock market gets a whiff of the trouble to come and starts to fall. It's interesting that the total return difference here has stopped going down for commodities versus stocks. So it's not even a value trap anymore. It's not cheap and getting cheaper. It's cheap and staying cheap, but now starting to show little signs of life. So one of the things that I take away from this is oil is a very important commodity. Energy sector broadly is a very important subset of the commodity sector. This is an ETF, XOP, which is the energy exploration and production ETF. And you'll notice that as oil was moving down, the yellow line went down in sympathy, and when oil bottomed, the XOP started to outperform the S&P, and then we see that oil took off starting in the middle of 2017, and XOP has not really performed very well relative to oil. And so one could expect there to be some catch-up potentially from XOP.